Whispers by Dean Koontz. Part 1. The Living and the Dead. The forces that affect our lives, the influences that mold and shape us, are often like whispers in a distant room, teasingly indistinct, apprehended only with difficulty. Charles Dickens. Chapter 1. Tuesday at dawn, Los Angeles trembled. Windows rattled in their frames. Patio wind chimes tinkled merrily, even though there was no wind. In some houses, dishes fell off shelves. At the start of the morning rush hour, KFWB, All News Radio, used the earthquake as its lead story. The tremor had registered 4.8 on the Richter scale. By the end of the rush hour, KFWB demoted the story to third place behind a report of terrorist bombings in Rome and an account of a five-car accident on the Santa Monica Freeway. After all, no buildings had fallen. By noon, only a handful of Angelenos, mostly those who had moved west within the past year, found the event worthy of even a minute's conversation over lunch. The man in the smoke-gray Dodge van didn't even feel the earth move. He was at the northwest edge of the city, driving south on the San Diego Freeway when the quake struck. Because it is difficult to feel any but the strongest tremors while in a moving vehicle, he wasn't aware of the shaking until he stopped for breakfast at a diner and heard one of the other customers talking about it. He knew it.